could these companies just absorb the cost and keep doing business, find a way to keep doing business as usual?
I mean, when we look, Kristen, at the individual judgments here, right, you're looking at a $375 million judgment in New Mexico, and that's a slightly different issue. It is a different issue than the one that was settled in L.A., but both of them sort of surround the idea that there is harm being done and a responsibility on the part of the companies. In both of those cases, right, you're looking at numbers that really are a rounding error in the balance sheets of these companies, of course, right? The $3 million judgment for this one plaintiff in L.A., no way. But you look at the 350 other family cases coming down the pipeline. You look at the 200, you know, that those alone, if you use this math, 3 million per plaintiff, that ends up being in the billions, right? Or at least over a billion. If you look at the math of the school districts, 250 of which are lined up to file suit, and you think about thousands of students per school district, you're suddenly getting to some very large numbers. And so whether these companies can afford this in a dollars and cents way, you know, I think we'll figure that out. Time will tell. But the incentive, which they did not face before now, is to change the way they do business because there is suddenly liability. In the United States, Kristen, we don't make a lot of changes to how companies do business, or, you know, companies don't make a change unless there's financial harm. Mm. This was an industry so enormous that we couldn't have imagined doing enough financial harm to make it possible for them to even consider changing. Now those incentives are shifting.